Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's a brand new week. I'm Rob Shooter, and we're joined by our dear friend Garrett Virgil from Z100. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, I am here, and I am impressed you are still coming to do this podcast each and every day with the fact that you and your family could have a huge Broadway show on your hands, just renewed for the fact you come and do this. I applaud you.
Thank you,
Rob,
my
Shooter.
Friend. I'm never giving this up. This is not a job. I love doing this. I wake up in the morning, the minute my eyes pop open, I start talking, and I'm living by myself because Bruce is still asleep. And so I talk, so I might as well be talking with my dear naughties. Hey, talking of Broadway, Bruce's show Harmony has been extended. The tickets are selling so well, it's been extended off Broadway. Fingers crossed. There might
Amazing.
Be some more news soon. But talking of Broadway, I went to see Beanie Feldstein in Funny Girl.
How was it?
Well, she is the greatest star. I'm just going to say it. So this show has not been revived in, I think, like almost 60 years because of two words, Barbara Streisand. Who's going to play Barbara Streisand?
Wasn't it her birthday?
It was her birthday on the day the show opened, which was Sunday. So they opened Funny Girl on Broadway on Sunday. Beanie, who's Jonah Hill's sister. She's the star of the show, I know. Do you know, I met her in your green room at Z100. She was in Hello, Dolly with Bette Midler. She's done lots and lots of fantastic independent movies. And I met her in your green room. I fell in love with her at Z100. I went to see her in the show. Charming, funny, absolutely wonderful. She's the greatest star. I can't rave enough about her. And those are big shoes to fill. Barbara Streisand's Beanie.
Did you see Jonah there?
Was he her went brother's... last night. He was there.
Oh, okay.
I know. Jonah Hill. He got all his friends to turn up, who I think are her friends too. He must be so proud of his little sister. Beanie, 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 it's your day. the greatest star. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
I love a cup of tea.
This we were in harmony right there. And no pun intended for the show that just got extended and tickets are on sale now, but still.
Now let's see if we're in harmony when I edit the tracks together. That's a little bit of an inside joke. We tape separate tracks and then I edit them together because the sound quality is better. My editing skills are getting a little bit better, but we'll see how we sound in the final.
Why are you doing the whole Wizard of Oz thing? Why are you telling everybody who the great
secret,
powerful Oz?
I should also say you're sitting behind a curtain with no underpants on. No. You're wearing your clothes. Hey, this is a big story. So Prince William has reacted to Prince Harry sort of throwing shade at the royal family. So Prince Harry, out of the blue, told Hoda that the Queen needed to be protected from people around her. That's a wicked thing to say, and he knows exactly what he is doing. So when he was asked about the Queen and needing protection, Prince William did not answer that question. He got straight into his car. You know how the paparazzi, the photographers, can scream questions at you as you're walking?
What do you think about Gareth?
Is Gareth handsome? Yes, is the answer. Well, Prince William got asked, does the Queen need protecting, as Harry said she does, from the royal family? He was having none of that, and he got into his car. So Harry told Hoda on the Today Show, he said it was really nice to catch up with his grandma, the Queen. He said she's always got a great sense of humour with him. That's one thing we don't know about the Queen. She's funny. She's a funny girl, like Barbara Streisand and Beanie Feldstein. She's a funny girl. And he said, though, and this was so curious, he said, on the record, to Hoda, on camera, I just want to make sure she's protected and got the right people around her. He knows what he's doing. What do you think?
Of course. And the Queen is how old now?
She turned 96 last week.
No matter what, 96, if you're the Queen of England or my freaking grandmother, like, you want to make sure they're protected. Not, and more so for the Queen, because there's many of things, you know.
She's busy. She's...
Exactly. The guy who brings breakfast, you know, is he really bringing her breakfast? Or is he trying to poison her?
Don't say that. You'll end up in the tower. But people in Britain are really really concerned by this comment, and they find it quite odd. Sources are telling the Daily Mail in the UK that people are perplexed by the comment, and then also too, insiders inside the royal family think it's just an odd thing to say. This reminds them of when Harry told Oprah that somebody in the family had questions about the colour of Archie's skin. It's an odd thing to just throw out there and then not answer.
Harry, I'm going to start needing names.
Who are you frightened of? Who's going to murder the Queen? Is it Charles? Who is it? Who are you talking about, Harry? So this coy thing he's doing, this coy thing that he's playing in interviews, I get it, and it's getting headlines around the world. I personally don't think it's a really good look for Harry. If you've got something to say, Harry, if you're that concerned about your grandma, you better call 911. Like, call 999 in Britain. That's the 911.
Oh, that's what I was about to say.
In Britain,
like,
it's a different number. Of course it would be, wouldn't it? So if I get in trouble in America, I have to remember call 911. And when I'm in trouble in Britain, I have to call 999. That's where I know
you
where
call 999 here in the States, I don't even know what you're going to get.
Let's try it.
You're probably going to get some type of naughty line or something.
Oh, my goodness. Do those still exist in this day and age? Who knows? Well, this brings us to our poll question of the day. William has reacted by ignoring the question. He's not going to respond to the question after Harry hinted the Queen needed protection around people. Was that a dig by Harry? That's the question. Was Harry giving the family a dig? Did he know what he was doing? Yes, no, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Well, we found Will Smith, and it's the first time since the slap heard around the world, as we have called it. He showed up in India, and we don't know why he is there, but some are saying, if you read into it, that he's doing a lot of filming for, he still has his social media channel.
Got
you know
it.
What I mean? Like, he has a production company that produces a lot of content for online things. Mm-hmm. So that is not taking away. There is no governing body like the Oscars that can stop him from filming stuff for Instagram. So the other thing I was thinking too is he is beloved in India,
beloved.
Where do you go when the world is looking, you know, side eye at you, to a place that adores you? So it could be India. So it was interesting. A lot of stuff went on over the weekend too. Chris Rock's mom, was upset. Spoke out. We've heard a lot from Chris Rock's brother as he walks the streets of New York City wanting to fight Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock's mom said that, you know, she was upset by it. And the other interesting article that came out too, Terry Crews, who is an actor, he was in a lot of deodorant commercials. He's on America's Got Talent. Said that by Chris Rock not responding, he saved Hollywood, which I thought was interesting, because if Chris Rock, let's just say, threw a punch back or whatever, this would have just been even more uglier than it has been. Right. So I think it's a point. Did he save Hollywood? Probably not, but he did.
It helped by doing nothing. Yes. This thing could have exploded. I'm told Will is in India not just to film stuff for his social media, but also he's meeting a guru over there, a yoga guru, a spiritual guru. I think this is the start of Will trying to rehabilitate his image. He landed in this really small private airport, an airport that's not like LAX in Los Angeles that's swarming with photographers. For the photographers to capture him at this airport tells me they were probably tipped off. Now, if they're tipped off, not that many people know that Will is flying in on a private plane on that date at that time. So maybe this came from Will's people, which tells me they wanted him to be seen. Also, too, he was dressed all in white, which is a colour celebrities like to wear when they're going to start their rehab process. So he could have...
Like a rebirth?
Yes, that's what it is. It's virginal. It's the Virgin Mary. It's rebirth. And so I think Will's going to start to rehabilitate his image. He's going to do some yoga. He's going to find some healing in India, which I think is probably a good idea. What do you think?
I do believe so. I mean, you got to start somewhere in life.
You got to start somewhere. Next time you do anywhere, something naughty.
Me and you might be Katz's Deli here in New York
Delicious.
City.
Delicious. I went there with my
Will
sister.
Smith,
was in town.
Mm-mm. India. But you know what's interesting too, Rob Shooter, because I love a good conspiracy.
Yes.
So your wife is about to start off one of the biggest shows that everybody is dying to see, the Red Table Talk. What do you do? You leave as far away as possible so you don't have to deal with any of the rehash of what might come out of the Red Table Talk over the next couple of weeks.
My sources tell me that he actually left the day after the slap and he went to Dubai. I know. So the reason we've not seen him is the day after the slap, I'm told he got on a private plane, went to Dubai, has been laying low in Dubai. India's only about two, three hours away from Dubai, so I'm told now he's gone to India. But if he didn't want us to see him, we wouldn't have. So clearly now he wants to see
him. Well, yeah, it was 2 weeks. We didn't see him. You know what I mean?
We didn't see him. Hey, moving along, Jessica Simpson, my old favorite client. I used to work for Jessica, and I really do like her. She's joking about being on a budget after her credit card got denied at Taco Bell. So Jessica is in the process.
It's happened to all of us, right?
Oh, my God.
No matter
who you are. It's sort of like my little bit of a nightmare, my little bit of like a fear I have. Whenever I hand over my credit card, whether I'm at Taco Bell, Bottino, wherever, Garrett, I still am amazed it's accepted.
it's like you accomplished something. It's
really like,
this is going to be the one.
This is where I get... I'm always assuming.
It's more about the embarrassment. Like when you're driving on the road and you see a cop behind you and you're doing nothing wrong, but you still tense up because you think, oh my God, I'm about to be pulled over.
Every time I pay the bill, which thankfully isn't that often, I'm terrible. No, I think I'm...
Well, you're very good. People want to pay for you because you're so friendly and enjoyable.
I'll put up the show.
I know your tricks now. I know your tricks, Grub Shooter.
So you pay, Garrett. But if I pay, I still cross my fingers in my pants. My hands are in my pants like, please pass.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
How dare you? Please pass. So Jessica, meanwhile, though, she's trying to buy back, or she has bought back, her clothing company. Once this was worth $1 billion. I think she bought it back for $50-60 million. So she was joking about now she's on a budget and she's pouring everything that she has into this company. And she said she's going to bet on herself, which I think is remarkable. Jessica said, quote, "I believe in myself and know what I can do." When I worked with Jessica Simpson, money was not a priority for her. And I think that's why she's so extraordinary. Even when she got divorced from Nick Lachey and had to write him a huge check, I remember seeing her the next day and I was like, wow. And she was like, I don't mind. She said, I earned it once, I will earn it again. I sort of like that philosophy with money. What
that is a business person right there.
Not me.
That's the mindset.
Not me. I'm terrified. Hey, what's happening with Mr. Affleck and dating apps?
You hate to see this. I mean, just as Ben and Jennifer Lopez are turning the corner, they're engaged, they're happy, you know, some celebrity slash reality star has to come out, and especially from Selling Sunset, Emma Hernan, right?
Yes.
Hernan? And she said she previously matched with Ben Affleck on Raya.
Fine, it could have been years ago.
Correct, but she didn't, she wasn't specific. So, you know, a good person would say, oh, yeah, that was several years ago. But someone that wants headlines would be like, well, I matched with Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Raya has come out and said that Ben Affleck hasn't been an active member several years now. So he's kind of off the hook from that. But still, it was kind of like a quick headline.
Yes.
It was like, I need to get out there. What do I do? Oh, I matched with Ben Affleck many years ago. Let's just put it out there and not just tell him when we matched. So even though they did match, he and this is what she says, too. She was very sly, Emma, when talking about it. He may or may not have asked to grab coffee a few times.
Please.
I didn't go. Oh, you turned down Ben Affleck? Please. Even though you and I both know, Rob Shooter, Ben Affleck cannot hold a lot of coffee in his hands. We've all seen the picture.
He's juggling coffee, Ben. Have you ever been on those dating apps, or did they exist before you, or did they not exist before you were married?
I just missed the dating apps, and part of me, at first there was that curiosity, not when I was in the relationship, but like did you know how, what's it like,
right?
You know, because literally it was the, hey, very nice to meet you, my name's Gary, what's your name, and you would start, that's how I met people.
Yes.
You know, so I never swiped before.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked, I've never made a certain amount of money so I could date a certain amount of money from someone, you know what I mean? How about you?
No, I never, ever went on one. It was before I met Bruce, before they existed. I've been with Bruce for so long, they didn't exist. But I have sat at Bottino with Miss D and many a vodka soda and swiped for her. So we've played dating apps.
I trust you, but I also don't trust you. You know what I mean?
I started with good intentions, but then after a few drinks, I started just swiping people that I felt needed her attention, and maybe she didn't want to give it there. But
like, I would go out with you, Rob Shooter, and like if I was in the situation, I would hand you my phone, and all of a sudden, why would Rob Shooter?
You know, I think I'd be really good at finding you a lovely girl. If you were single, I would take it upon myself, Garrett, to find you Mrs. Vogel.
Well, I appreciate that.
Or maybe
that.
Mr. Vogel. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would show up. You would be the only. My phone.
That's
you would
right.
Manipulate
I'd be like
my
Dick Cheney, who tried to find a VP and picked himself. Like, I'd be that. I'd be like, Garrett, I've done a search for somebody for you.
High and low.
And
I found
the perfect person, me. And that's the end of that. We get married. Hey, we're going
to
take
skip
a quick
out of the restaurant.
Break, and we will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from C100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Nene Leakes is suing Bravo and Andy Cohen, claiming racism. What do you think? Is she right? Ooh, 70% said yes, they do think Bravo set up an environment where racism was accepted. I think what is influencing the vote here is Bravo had to fire some people from Vanderpump Rules for racist behaviour. This was several years ago, that people on the show had done just awful things, so the majority think Nene is right. It'll be fascinating to watch this one, won't it? Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to a Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, who's our nicest of the day?
Yes, the one, the only, Kate Middleton. So she shared even more pictures of Prince Louis's fourth birthday. I mean, I looked at some of these photos, Rob Shooter. He just turned four.
Yes.
And I remember my parents putting me in very similar things, even though I wasn't going to be the King of England one day. And I look back on him like, why did you put
so
me in
adorable.
This?
You're adorable.
But I just think Prince Louis is going to look at these photos and go, Mom, Dad, what are you doing?
Are you
I get
doing?
It. They're very cute. It's crazy to think, though, that Prince Louis is turning four already. I mean, it seems like yesterday, the hoopla of, the new the King of England, the future
yes!
King of England is born.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, there's something about baby pictures, not just celebrities, my friends' pictures. I love it. My friend Theano has a little girl and she's turning 3 or 4. And I look at pictures and they just are so adorable and nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. A product that Amber Heard said she used to cover bruises didn't actually hit the shelves until after her divorce. So this big lawsuit going on between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is getting really, really nasty. But her lawyers seem to have made a really big mistake. They claimed that she had a cosmetic brand that she had to carry with her all the time because it was alleged he would give her bruises and she needed to camouflage these bruises, and they dramatically held up this cosmetic kit. Well, now the cosmetic company has gone on TikTok and said, you asked us about this, and for the record, we want to let you all know that our correcting kit didn't launch until 2017, which was after the divorce. This stuff might sound little and not important, but often in cases, in court cases, Garrett, these are the little details that put doubt into the whole equation, yeah?
Well, you know what's funny? Amber Heard's literally just going to walk from one courtroom to the other because, you know, I think once this lawsuit ends, I see another one coming about after the fact of you can't just say, oh, I use this to cover my bruises, because it's so wrong on so many levels. Exactly. But I am so captivated by this case. I've never watched court TV before in my life, and I've watched it more than anything else.
Really, really. It's this in the Kardashians. In fact, I say Hulu, if you're listening, forget that new Kardashian show. Just air the Kardashian trial with Blac Chyna and air the Johnny Depp trial, and you'll have a hit, hit, hit. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob, something a little bit nicer. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Rob's all
Thank you,
around.
Darling. So the opposite of anger is not happiness. The opposite of anger is not happiness. It's empathy. Don't get angry. Get empathetic. So when somebody's a real you-know-what to you, when somebody's bad to you, don't get angry with them. Feel sympathy for them. That is my secret power. I often don't fight back because when somebody comes at me, I know how much pain they are in. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be. Take care, everybody.
Work.
Hip, hip.
Not in harmony there. We'll work on it.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.